Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Some couples are made in heaven. Others seem like accidents waiting to happen. This week, I'm looking at three new movies about strained relationships. There's a power couple whose marriage has lost its strength, a pair of couples whose open marriages are closing up fast, and a Stan who wants to be closer to his idol.
I don't have to try to show you affection.
Lurker, written and directed by Alex Russell. Matthew, played by Théodore Pellerin, is a young man who lives with his mom. He likes music, fashion, and art, and loves shooting videos using an obsolete camera. He works in an L.A. clothing store, along with an even younger guy named Jamie, played by Sonny Suljic, and devotes a lot of his spare time to updating his socials. But his life has changed forever when Oliver, played by Archie Madekwe, wanders seemingly at random into his store. Matthew seizes the day and subtly changes the music tracks being played to ones he knows would appeal to Oliver. Why? Because Matthew has been stanning him for years. He's a super fan. And it seems to work. He's invited to hang with Oliver's entourage in his swank home. He's insulted and belittled, but is gradually accepted into that crowd. And he never tells them he's a fan of Oliver. He keeps that chill. He shoots videos and starts doing crucial work for the band. They become almost good friends. He's in hog heaven, and he rises up the ladder in his precipitous climb to peripheral stardom. But while he does that, he discreetly stabs his rivals, that is, anyone who threatens his newfound status, in the back. He ends up accompanying the band on their trip to London, but he takes one step too far, and once again, he's just a normal person. But he still has one more trick up his sleeve. Can he work his way back into the sphere of that celebrity? And at what cost? Lurker is a fascinatingly eerie psychological drama about the rise, fall, and rise again of an ordinary person within the life of a celebrity. It's in the style of classic movies like All About Eve or A Star Is Born, but it's not about someone trying to replace a star, not trying to take his place, but rather to be closer to the star, a part of his life. And there's a non-sexual, homoerotic vibe or subtext to the whole film as Matthew and Oliver's power dynamic keeps shifting. Madekwe is an English actor, been in movies like Midsummer and Saltburn, and Pellerin is a fantastic young Quebecois in movies by Sophie Dupuis and Xavier Dolan. So it's make a very good dynamic, the two characters. This is writer-director Alex Russell's first feature. He's best known for TV shows like The Bear, but he really has something going on here that works. Lurker is a good, but kind of creepy, movie. The Roses, directed by Jay Roach. Ivy and Theo, played by Olivia Colman and Benedict Cumberbatch, are a happily married professional couple in Northern California. Theo's a prize-winning architect, while Ivy is a chef. They met at a business meeting in London, where they had impromptu furtive sex in a walk-in fridge in the kitchen. Instant kismet. They leave England forever and set up camp in America to raise their twin kids, whom they both love dearly. That was 10 years ago. Theo's career has taken off. He's built his magnum opus, a modern nautical museum with a sailboat built into the roof. Ivy mainly cooks at home, but recently opened a sleepy crab shack on the beach. But one evening, unexpected gale force winds drastically alter both their lives. The winds blow down his masterpiece, leaving the glass and wooden building and his reputation as an architect in ruins. He's over. But that same night, a leading food critic braves the storm and eats a meal at her restaurant, and the rave review launches her career. Soon, Theo is taking care of the kids, training them for some athletic contest, while Ivy's food empire continues to grow. The busier Ivy gets, the more depressed and resentful Theo becomes. Their marriage starts to unravel, and they try counseling and other measures, but nothing seems to work. Can the roses get back together, or is their marriage doomed to fail? The Roses is a remake of the hit 1989 film The War of the Roses, a dark comedy about the tooth and nail fight over a house by a divorcing couple. This version leaves out the war and concentrates more on the laughs. Unfortunately, the laughs aren't very funny. There's a bunch of Saturday Night Live veterans like Kate McKinnon, Andy Samberg, and famous comic actors like Jamie Dimitriou, Zoe Chow, and Sunita Mani, who read their lines for the cameras, but they're just really unfunny. I love Olivia Colman and usually like Benedict Cumberbatch, but their usual dry, caustic wit is not evident here. And any War of the Roses is left until the very end, the final 15 minutes of the movie. The Roses isn't terrible, but it's not very good either. Splitsville, directed by Michael Angelo Covino. Carrie and Michael, played by Kyle Marvin and Michelangelo Covino, have been best friends since they were kids. Carrie's scruffy, messy type, but always sympathetic. He works as a teacher in a private school. Paul is a hotshot real estate dealer putting together huge ventures in Manhattan. They both married up, meaning ordinary guys with beautiful women. Carrie's partner, Ashley, played by Adria Arjona, is a counselor and a firecracker in bed. They've only been together a short time. Julie, played by Dakota Johnson, is a professional potter who looks like a model. She and Paul have been married for a while and have a rambunctious son to show for it. Carrie and Ashley are on their way to visit Paul and Julie in their summer home, the Lakeside Villa, for vacation when a chain of events changes their lives. Ashley performs a sexual act on Carrie while he's driving the car, but it's witnessed by another car driving past, which leads to that car in a major accident, killing them, and finally Ashley asking for a divorce, hence the title, Splitsville. Carrie arrives at Paul and Julie's a complete mess. They comfort Carrie, and maybe to make him feel better, they say they have an open marriage. So when Paul drives back to the city, Carrie ends up sleeping with Julie, since it doesn't matter anyway. But it does matter, which leads to a major dust-up between the best friends and puts Paul and Julie's marriage into question. So can either couple get back together? Can Carrie and Paul's friendship be repaired? And who will end up with whom? Splitsville is a cute sex comedy about relationships. Apparently, Covino and Marvin, the main actors and co-writers, are friends in real life. Lifetime friends in real life, which comes through both in their patter and their physical interactions. You get the impression They've been having no holds barred punch outs and wrestling matches since they were toddlers. Some of the scenes are totally original, like when Carrie is trying to hold on to a bunch of goldfish in plastic bags while on a roller coaster ride. And there are novel situations too. Carrie decides to continue to live with Ashley after they split up, and he takes pains to make friends with each guy she sleeps with, so all the guys end up sticking around in their tiny apartment. There are lots of amusing scenes like this that make you chuckle, but it rarely makes you laugh. And there are way too many dick jokes, including a lot of visual ones. Splitsville may not be the best date movie, but it's not bad either. Splitsville, Lurker, and The Roses all open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.